This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live right here on the Wendy's Big Show Radio Network. Have you or someone you know been let down by bad breakfast? We all know somebody, right? Well, worry not, because Wendy's is cracking down on bad pre-made breakfast with their breakfast 2 for $4. Now, anyone who's been wronged by pre-made breakfast and its frozen folded eggs, ugh, and rubbery microwave
that
bacon.
Ugh.
You can get the breakfast they deserve with two of these made-to-order breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two of these for just $4. You can pick from the honey butter chicken biscuit. Very good. Classic bacon, egg, and cheese, or the classic sausage, egg, and cheese. Move on to brighter mornings. Start the day with a smile. Justice is served only at Wendy's. We got you. And I highly recommend taking advantage of Wendy's breakfast for certain. Leroy, I know you haven't been here. We're going to get to Jared Bush. Dan Plucker efforting getting Jared Bush on the line. We have Jared Bush on the line? Okay, well, let's get to Jared Bush. Then we'll talk to Leroy.
10 years ago, championship game. Green Bay won a championship against Pittsburgh.
You gotta love it.
It's time to celebrate the 10-year anniversary as the Big Show talks with players from that team. Presented by Network Health Insurance and Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin Apprenticeship Program.
Joining us now is Jared Bush on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Jared, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I guess first things first, we want to go back and kind of relive a little bit of 10 years ago in that Super Bowl run. And then towards the end of the interview, we'll get your thoughts on this Packers team and their run to the Super Bowl as well. I guess there's several moments that stand out in that year, one of which being that Packers team being able to overcome all the different injuries that beset that roster from the time preseason started to the time you got to the Super Bowl, including in the Super Bowl losing guys.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of injuries that we had to overcome. I remember there's a few names: Ryan Grant, Jermichael Finley, Brandon Chiller, Nick Barnett. I know there's some marquee names, and even during the game, right, Charles Woodson went down.
Right,
and I think this is a great, you know, just give credit to the management, you know, Ted Thompson and his crew, just to bring in players that were able to kind of step in and plug in where they needed to play, as well as the coaching staff, right, just being able to assimilate players where, you know, to utilize their strengths and to allow us to just play fast and play to our potential and just maximize each player.
Steve, I'm Jared, this is Leroy, but I'm going to yield my time to Gary Ellerson. Yeah, what's up, my brother? Because I was going to talk about you getting a pick in the Super Bowl, but I want Gary to go first because he got a question for you. And then we'll get back to some defensive back stuff. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Jared Bush.
Why you calling Gary? By his whole name?
Hey, how you
man?
Doing? I'm on a JB. I'm on yield my
bad
time.
Idea.
I'm gonna yield my time back to the Hall of Famer.
Okay, well let's get
he
to this
needs
pick,
to go
man.
First. Let's go ahead, Hall of Famer.
Right, in the shoot. Super Bowl, because people say special teams is amazing. The only reason why I have a Super Bowl ring, and you know this, is because of special teams. Now, you were a great special team guy, but you were also a great nickel and dime guy. You got to tell me about getting the interception in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think that's awesome, the moment that definitely sticks out in my mind that you forever cherish. And, you know, they talk about hard work, I think, you know, right, just being an NFL player and dedication. And I think you definitely got to give credit to that, to the people who instill that in me, because without their hard work and film study, that just doesn't happen. As well as like the coaching staff, the Dom Capers, dialing up that one play. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was an empty set. So it went Mike Wallace. It went Mike Wallace, another receiver, and then the tight end. I feel like his last name was Heath. And then I think it went another receiver, and then went the running back. And it was just a routine play, third down. And Mike Wallace runs the shallow cross. He's running away from Sam Shields. So right, any receiver running away from you, right? It's a tough route to cover, and it's right in front of Ben Roethlisberger. It's an easy throw for him because it's down the middle, in the middle of the hashes. And I just read the play, baited him, and took my shot. And you pull the trigger and ask questions later, and ended up with a pick. And was able to give A-Rod the ball and the offense, and they went down there and put up another touchdown to put us up to widen the gap. So it was a huge moment, man. I was elated in just a sense that I was able to the opportunity to just be out there to get that turnover. So man, it was like walking on water, man. Every time I relieve it doesn't change, and just gives me goosebumps just to be on that stage, man. So
nice.
So it was a great moment.
If you can talk a little bit about, because I think Charles got hurt, I believe, right? Was that right before halftime? So how was halftime going in? Charles' arm in the sling, he can't go. What was that like in the locker room at halftime?
We just looked at each other, hey, man, we got to pull this out. We got to do this. Like, even though regardless of the players that were out, like, we didn't come this far to lose. We did not come this far, so we just rallied together. We were like band of brothers, just understanding like, hey, this is the moment that we come to step up, and we might have lost maybe like 9 out of 10 games, But that 10th game, we knew, that 10th game we were gonna pull it out, and within that moment, we knew that we could do it, it's just huge credit to the coaching staff, the management, the assistants that worked with us each and every day, as well as our teammates, right? Just to be accountable, to be responsible, and to come through, right? To follow through with your responsibilities and to work together as a collective goal, as a collective unit. So I'm proud to bring home Titletown, bring home the championship to Titletown. And to give the Packer fans the memory of a lifetime. I think that's like the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And you'll be able to sign autographs in the state of Wisconsin for the rest of your life as well, Jared. Talking with Jared Bush of the Wendy's Big Show, again, presented to you by Network Health Insurance and Associated Builders and Contractors of the Wisconsin Apprenticeship Program.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out Bill Michaels, who came up with this. So I thank Bill for this opportunity, because you're one of my favorites. Nick Collins like my son. I love it. It's just a core people on that particular team. But, Jared, you got to take me all the way back when you won those three games in a row. I mean, beating Chicago, Philly, Atlanta, and then you roll into Chicago. They got home field. Yeah. Everything's fine. Sam Shields get the pick, and then you're going to the Super Bowl. Just tell me about those games real quick, because there was just so much swagger there after that.
Yeah. You know what? I just felt like it was the Packers versus the world at that moment, right? Because we didn't have home field advantage. We just had each other, and we were a close niche tight group. You know what I'm saying? Going to barbecues and stuff and just having that outside team chemistry. You know, I definitely feel like we were just a tight-knit group, which allowed us to even just flourish onto the field. And, you know, we knew that we weren't going to play a perfect game, but we knew we were going to find a way to win at that moment. I felt like everything was hitting all cylinders. A-Rob, who was playing lights out, the defense, we were getting the ball with Nick Collins, Charles Woodson, Sam Shields, myself, with B.J. Rizzi in the front, you know, holding down, being the centerpiece, and having Clay on the outside rushing with Nick Perry. I felt like it was just a huge, right? It was just we just had a great team, man. We had a great group of guys, you know, with great character. And as well, I got to tip the hat off just to people who organized Lambeau Field, have that environment to inspire us each and every day when we go into that workplace, guys like yourself having those photos up, like Leroy, Gary Ellison, you know, saying those legendary, you know, players that came before us. I think that definitely played a role in our success.
Jarrett, when we talk about Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you think back to that season, going to that Super Bowl and winning it against the Steelers, that Falcons playoff game, I mean, it was just stupid crazy good, right?
Stupid crazy good.
And how unconscious he was in that game. And yes, then you look at what he's doing this year, and it's just amazing 10 years later how well he's still playing.
Man. I mean, I know the dude works out hard, man. I know he's definitely he's a competitor. He strives to be the best, and you know he has the support around him to do it. You know, I think he definitely has that success pursuit, trying to chase some of the other players, the greats that came before him. So I definitely feel like that's something that he's trying to prove. You know, and I think that as long as you have something to prove, I definitely feel like it's going to bring the best out of you, because it definitely iron sharpens iron. Having those times and rubbing elbows with Bart Starr and Brett Favre. And so I definitely feels like he's like, man, like, hey, man, if these guys can do it, I can do it. You know, and I think he definitely has that mentality. And, you know, he's on his way. He's on his way, man. And like I said, A-Rod, he's got the weapons to do it. He's got Devontae. He's got Aaron Jones. He's got the defense, again, to get the ball. And I think that's going to be important, to get the ball back in A-Rod's hands so he can go down and do what he does. So credit to him, man, all the hard work, even though he's aging, he's 38. You know, and so, right, I think a lot of times, right, with Tom Brady and Drew Brees, they're breaking the barrier. So who knows what A-Rod can do past this year.
That's a fact.
So, again, credit to him.
A lot of people probably would like to know, what was it like in practice, though, going against A-Rod?
Going to practice against A-Rod, it's just like, man, just like how some people, you know, play against him in the game. It's definitely a challenge, right? The balls. Right, he's definitely a little bit he's a lot looser. He might throw a no look pass to you, and all you can do is shake your head at that point. Like, this dude is that good where he doesn't have to directly look where he's throwing, but in his peripheral vision he can throw it on a dime. And right, he's competitive, man. Like, he comes to work every day. He's gonna compete his ass off. Excuse my friends. You know, you can only respect that. You know, he leaves it all out there, and it definitely plays a role in seeing Brett Favre and the way he handled himself and the way he left the game plays into A-Rod's psyche as well. Just leaving it all out there and giving it all for your teammates, and that's when you really gain the respect, and whether it's practice or in the game, and it's playing out now, and you're just seeing the polishedness of it. Like, he definitely worked. He struggled, right, through the years with the whole McCarthy exchange of the head coach. And so now it's coming into flourish. It's coming into fruition. So, again, you know, he's a top competitor, man. He's a great guy on top of it, and he deserves it, man. So
it's so wonderful to be called a Super Bowl champion, Jerry. You're a class act. And I just want to say, we got about 30 seconds left. I hope you've been – your family's doing well. I hope you're doing well. Yeah. I'm sure I'll see you when the pandemic is, you know, come to a halt. But what have you been doing during the quarantining, and now, you know, you're starting to open up a little bit around? So you've been staying safe?
Yeah, I've been staying safe. Just working on speaking to kids, speaking to corporate sales.
Nice.
Just ringing in some speaking engagements, kind of just inspiring people, giving people good news and hope. and kind of just getting that off the ground. It's been fulfilling and gratifying. And
wait a minute. How can somebody hire you? Now you got a website, you got social media. Cause me and Gary, you know, we'd like to scrape some pennies together and fly you in here.
So it's coming soon. I'm just getting off the ground. And right now I'm just getting speaking gigs just by word of mouth right now. So I just did a talk at Chevrolet Automotive. You know, speaking here at the Boys and Girls Club, just kind of just keep honing my skills. And and then another high school here at, in Madison, Memorial High School. So definitely website's coming soon. Be on the lookout. And I'll definitely shoot that to you, Laura.
Shoot it to me, man. I'll put it out there. Okay. You're a great speaker, man. You're a fantastic speaker. Thank you so much. Appreciate you having on, man. This is amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
No problem, my brother. Take care of yourself.
Safe, huh?
Yeah, you too.
All right,
Take care. Thanks.
There is Jared Bush on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
My favorite guys.
Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And that interview brought to you by Network Health Insurance and the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin Apprenticeship Program here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Steve, you and Gary had two of the most meaningful questions. That was very good. So people need, if you missed it, if you just got in your car, you missed it, you got to go back. Joe can tell you how you can go back and listen to it. Those are two great questions, especially about Steve, the Aaron Rodgers question, because he outplayed Big Ben by far. I mean, he just did. And then 10 years later, still here. Joe, you still scared?
Man, leave that man alone.
I'm just saying, man, this man went to the Super Bowl 10 years ago, and this man still in the fetal position, scared him and his brother Alex.
Whoa. I never said I was scared.
Yeah, don't make me go back and listen, Joe.
No. I'll just repeat what I said in the very first hour.
There you go, Garrett.
I believe.
Just hold it, Joe. Just hold it, because you're going to come up with something different now and try to walk everything back, but you're catching this smoke I'm sending to you.
I will gladly reiterate what I said in the first hour.
Hey, don't
on the
be
other
using
side.
Big words either. I don't even know what that means.
Reiterate. Actually, I don't use big words. My vocabulary is terrible.
Reiterate.
Your vocabulary is amazing. What are you talking about?
Terrible.
Terrible.
All right.
Terrible.
So Joe Zinzola will explain what he was talking about earlier in the show. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? The Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.